Thank you and good morning. The search for a cause of a fire that heavily damaged a house on Pine Street in Eureka is underway. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of heavy smoke coming from the house in the 200 block of Pine late last night. Arriving units found smoke and fire coming from several windows of the one-story house. While crews ventilated the building, others attacked the fire and searched for any occupants. No one was inside, and there were no injuries reported. The fire caused heavy damage to two bedrooms, and there was smoke damage throughout the house. The cause remains under investigation, and damage was estimated at $50,000. The family of 68-year-old Roy Allen Gibbs has asked for the sheriff's office help in locating him after he went missing on Monday afternoon. Gibbs reportedly went for a walk around 12:30 on Monday and never returned, and that prompted family members to begin a search that proved to be fruitless, and members called it off once it started to get late. The sheriff's office was notified, and deputies have searched businesses and areas Gibbs was known to frequent with no success, and he remains missing. Gibbs is an adult white male, 6'1", 210, with brown eyes and a bald head. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. The state Senate has approved a bill that will remove the statute of limitations for rape and related sexual crimes. Currently, the statute of limitations for a felony rape or sexual assault stands at 10 years, and State Senator Connie Leyva has introduced SB 813 to address that issue. Leyva said that the removal of the limitations and the allowance of indefinite criminal prosecution will allow victims to continue to pursue justice through the courts.
According to the United States Department of Justice, only 2 in 100 rapists will be convicted of a felony and spend any time in prison. The other 98% will never be convicted. SB 813 simply ensures that the doors of justice do not slam shut in the face of victims that are only asking for their day in court.
The bill now heads to the Assembly for consideration. The Coast Guard presented Petty Officer 3rd Class Brent Alexander with the Silver Life-Saving Medal at a ceremony at Station Humboldt Bay yesterday. Alexander was recognized for his actions in October of 2014 when he was stationed at the Outer Banks in North Carolina. Alexander was out for an evening walk when the father of a kayaker asked for help and reported his 32-year-old son had fallen from his kayak into rough ocean waters. Alexander, guided only by the light of the man's cell phone, swam 400 yards through the rough surf to reach the man and bring him safely to shore. Jordan Christmas has news from Benbow.
Construction and expansion began this week at the Benbow Historic Inn in Garberville. The construction is part of an ongoing $10 million renovation, which will include additions such as a three-story east wing, an elevator, new guest suites, among other expansions. An event center with a capacity for 150 guests will open across the street from the inn as well. Work is expected to be completed by May of 2017.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The calendar has ticked over to June, and that means summer is fast approaching. But along with the warm weather, the cool rivers, and the ever-present ocean, summer can also mean hazardous conditions. Sheriff Mike Downey spoke about the preparations his office makes each year as we head into the summer months and how it can be a busy time for the search and rescue team. It doesn't matter if you're a local or a visitor from out of the area. Local rivers and the ocean can be unpredictably dangerous.
The rivers, again, are higher this year than they have been in the past. We have a lot more snow melt than we've had in the past, which is a good thing, but we have to be cognizant of the issues with the rivers and people overextending themselves there. Again, we live in an area that's great for recreating, and it can impact the community and impact my office with search and rescue issues and things like that. So, you know, we're gearing up and trying to be ready for that kind of thing.
The county search and rescue team is called out regularly to assist stranded hikers or to search for someone missing along a river, and that means they get a lot of actual practice in addition to their regular training.
We have a very good, excellent sheriff's posse that volunteers that are specialized in that type of thing, and we utilize them quite a bit. And they're a great asset to the community and the sheriff's office. If we engage in a search and rescue type of thing, we have to have managers out there, people that are on the ground the whole time. You know, we don't necessarily leave an area. We'll keep it manned until that search or rescue is concluded.
You can hear Sheriff Mike Downey discuss this and other topics on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.